Here I'm sitting with these lovely young composers. What made you become composers?
So Sarah and I both began our life as pianists. And for us both, and I'm speaking for her now, we're in Hockett together, so we speak for each other a lot. We both really thrive on this idea of the composer-performer or performer-composer and all of our music coming out of this idea of that we experienced the music, we believe in something, and we want to play that and also write it.
There's nothing like live music. And so whenever I hear live music, it makes me want to be a part of it in every way, whether it's as a performer, as a composer, as a conductor. Any way to look at the score gets me excited. So that's been a huge part of my life in every way since I was a kid.
And Dylan?
I started writing music when I was 6 years old, and I think that what it really was that I had a limited number of CDs in my room, and at a certain point I'd listened to all of them, and I didn't really think there was any other music in the world, and there was music that I wanted to listen to, and I figured that it was my duty to create that music so that I could listen to it. And so that was why I started writing music when I was six. And
wow.
I think that that's generally the same thrust as why I write music today. I write music because there's music that I want to hear that doesn't exist yet. The other part of it is that as a composer, you have this capacity to take a period of time for other people and make it into whatever you want it to be. What I want to do as a composer is take those 18 minutes for everybody who's in the audience and give them the 18 minutes that I would want most for them to experience in the world.
Well, I think everybody that's here is excited about hearing all of you. How do you feel about being here with all of these composers?
It's an incredible honor. This is like a who's who of the new music world. And there's so many people here that I've looked up to since I was a child. And so many of my colleagues and people that constantly motivate me and get me excited about new music. So there couldn't be any better place to play new music, in my opinion.
I think for me, it's so exciting to be a part of a community of people who are so thirsty for experiences that give them a new perspective on the way that you see themselves and the way that they see the world. And to be amongst all these people, not just all the composers and performers who are incredible, but all of the people who are coming to Noon to Midnight, who are here because they want to hear things they've never heard before and to be open to imagining themselves and what they're seeing is something that they hadn't imagined before they got here. That's really exciting to me.
I'll tell you right now, we walked outside and I said, this beer garden has the highest quality of human beings I could imagine in a single beer garden in the world. Like, it was like 15 of the most respected composers, the best ensembles were all there together drinking beer. And I was like, that's what this festival is about. It's about this beer garden right here, right now.
Well, that's a great way to end this. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.